Okay, today's daf is Shavuos daf Lamed Vav. Shavuos Lamed Vav, the last amud of the fourth parak, the first amud of the fifth parak. Today's shir, again, is sponsored by the Refuah Shleima Eliezer Baruch Ben Bina, and it's also sponsored by Mr. Josh Speyer, with gratitude to Hashem for all that he does, and to the OU, and to Rabbi Rosner for teaching Torah to the world every day. But we thank for the sponsorship, and also as Le'ilu Nishmas Chana Bas Eliyahu, by her son Charles Mizels. So we thank all the sponsors for the sponsorships, and all the Torah should be a schus for all of the Refuah Shleima, and Lahavdil for the Neshamas, and for the Hakaras HaTov. Okay, so let's get into Lamed Vav, Daf Lamed Vav. We are on Lamed Heba Beis. We'll start with the two dots. So we got into the sugyas yesterday of Shem Hashem. The Gemara is now commenting on the end of the Mishnah. The Mishnah had spoken about all different categories of halachos. Spoke about Hashba'ah. Does Hashba'ah require Shem Hashem or Kinuyin? And we mentioned the machlokas we shown him, whether it requires a Shem Hashem by every Shvuah, or just if you don't use the word Shvuah. We'll be able to touch on that again, and then we have the machlokas about Makalel. But does Makalel require Shem Hashem, and then Makalel Aviviimo, and Makalel Atzmo v'chavera? But we're focusing on the first part, the first halacha right now, and that is the Mishnah had said, Alav Dalad, Yud, and hey, Shakai, Tzvakos, all of those, Chan and Racham, Erachapayim, all the Kinuyim, Hare Ilu Chayavim, all of those are good enough to be Mechayiv, Eshvuas Fa'edus. Says the Gemara, B'chol Kinuyim, Hare Ilu Chayavim, second to last skinny line, B'raminhi, is it really true that all the Kinuyim are sufficient? Says the Gemara, B'raminhi, we learn by Sota, Yitin Hashem Osach La'alav L'Shvuah. The Kohanim, when they're mashbia the woman about what she did, so they say you should have an Allah and a Shvuah. So maltam alomar, v'halok far nemar v'shvia kohenas isha b'shvuas ha'Allah. That previously in the pasuk it already said that the Kohen is mashbia her b'shvuas ha'Allah. So why does it have to repeat in the content Allah u'shvuah l'fi shenemar v'shama kol Allah? Because it says in our context, it says it again in order to be open for the Gzeira Shava. Malahalan Shvua Afkan Shvua. Just like over there, it's a Lashon of Shvua Beferish. La'alu Shvua, so to here, it is a Shvua. And Malahalan B'Shem, Afkan B'Shem. And just like over there, it's actual Shem Hashem mentioned, right? Yitain Hashem Osach, right? So to hear, it's Shem Hashem. So that Brisa says that you need Beferish, not just a Kinui. A Kinui is not enough. You can't just have a nickname, so to speak, a secondary name of Shem Hashem, but one needs an actual Shem Hashem. So says the Gemara, Amar Abaya, Lokasha, Ha Rabbi Chanina Bar Idi, Ha Rabbanan. Machlokes Tanoim, whether we require actual Shem Hashem or not. The Tanya, Rabbi Chanina Bar Idi Amar, Hoel V'Amra Torah, He Shava V'Alti Shava. Rabbi Chanina Bar Idi says, since the Torah says, swear and don't swear. What does the Torah say, swear and don't swear? Swear, Machlokes Rishonim, Rashi Rabbi Nachananel. Rashi, He Shava, that's talking about cases where Bezdin says you should swear. Right, Rashi quotes, Shvuas Hashem Tihiyah Bein Shneihem. Right, and we'll get to that later on in the Masechta. Right, we have Shuas HaBikadon starting today, but that parak is only a little parak; it's only two blot. Then we have Shuas HaDayanim, when we get into other Shuas that Bezdin or requires you to swear. So that's what this word means. Hishava. Sometimes the Torah says swear. Rashi says it's talking about what Bezdin tells you to swear. Rabbi Nachananel says here, and the other Rishonim agree with Rabbi Nachananel. Ramban, Rashba, we're talking about Sota. When the Torah is mashbia, either way, one of the cases are where the Torah says hishava. So when sometimes the Torah says hishava, v'yal tishava, and sometimes the Torah says don't swear, it's aser to swear, right? That's the iser of swearing in sheker. V'los hishava v'shvi l'sheker. Rashi quotes the pasuk. Kalel v'yal to kalel. Sometimes the Torah says lekalel, to curse. What is the curse? That's right here by Sota, Yitin Hashem Osof. And sometimes the Alta Kalel, all the Isurim of cursing, Kilas Hashem, Kilas Chadero, Kilas Nasi. So the Torah says, swear, don't swear, curse, don't curse. So Mahi Shava B'Shem, Avlot Hishava B'Shem. Just like the Shvua is B'Shem, so too the Isur of swearing is only when Shem Hashem is mentioned, according to Rabbi Chanina bar Idi. Ratma kilal b'shem, aflo tekala b'shem. And just like klala, the kala is b'shem, because both of those are mesota, so to the lo tekala. That's the day, as Rabbi Chanina bar Idi says, a shvua in the Torah always means with Shem Hashem, not even just the kinui, and therefore, that is the opinion of the Brisa. But our Mishnah, hold like the Chachamim would have more flexibility, even the kinui would be enough. V'Rabbanan. So now, ask the Gemara, what is that Rabbanan Shita? And we'll get to the Rishonim in a second to talk about it that we already started talking about yesterday. So, Igemir Gzeir Shava, Niboy Shem Amyuchad. If they learn Gzeir Shava from Sota, they should need Shem Hashem. Right? That's what's quoted in the Pasuk in Parshas Naso. Ilo Gemiri Gzeir Shava. And if they're not, if they don't learn the Gzeir Shava, if that their Mesora was not to learn the Gzeir Shava, Allah Deshuahi Minalahu. How do you even know that? The word Allah means Shvua. Right, because you know that from the Gzeirah Shavah of Sota too. So the Gemara says, let's just do the answer and then we'll have our discussion. Nafgumi Tanya, no, even without a Gzeirah Shavah, you would know that the word Allah means Shvua. Allah ain't Allah ela lashon Shvua. V'cheinu omer v'shvia kohen es ha'isha Shvua sa'Allah. Right, you see there. Shvua sa'Allah. Says the Gemara, 1 second. Hasam Shvua sa'Allah ksiv. That doesn't prove anything. It says it befeirish there. Maybe Shvua doesn't mean Allah. Right, and Allah doesn't mean Shvua. Right, there it says both. So Hachi Ka'amar, this is what he meant to say. Allah ain Allah ella b'shvua. Allah is with a Shvua. Not that it is a Shvua, but Allah is always accompanied with a Shvua. V'chein hu omer, v'shbiya kohen es ha'isha b'shvuas ha'Allah. Right, a Shvua, that's what it, that's how we understand it. Right, Rashi says in the bottom, v'chein hu omer, alma Allah hi Shvua parchin en hasen Shvua sa'Allah ksiv. Aval, I'm sorry, that's the next line in the Gemara. Let's continue. On top, uminayin lasos, shvua she'eni ma'ala, k'shvua she'eshi ma'ala. And how do we know we compare? A shvua is a shvua even without the phrase Allah, even though by sota it has the word Allah, tamalomar, v'shama kol Allah, v'shama Allah, v'shama kol. And therefore we have a drasha that the word Allah always means shvua, and therefore even without the gzeirah shava, we would have known that. So again, to review that what we touched on yesterday, major machlokas rishonim, lamaisa. Does a shvua require, let's say three opinions. Does a shvua not require any Shem Hashem at all? Or is a kinui enough? Or does it require mamish Shem Hashem? Right? Three different opinions that could be possible. Again, Rav Chanina bar Idi requires actual Shem Hashem. So what do the Rabbanan who argue on Rav Chanina bar Idi? They need something less. So at most, our Gemara says kinuyim. Right, that's the sheet in the Mishnah. But the question is, so how do you understand the Mishnah? Is that the kinuyim only when you don't have a lashon of shvua? But if you have a lashon of shvua, you would not require any, even kinuy, or no, you always need at least a kinuy. So that is different opinions in the Rishonim. The Rimigash, and the Rambam, and the Ran, all shvuas require at least a kinuy. Right, there, if you look in the Chiddushi Aran here, he has a summary of the discussion. The Chiddushi Aran says, Hilkach le'inyin psak, halacha, Nira she'ain shum chiluk bein shvuas ha'edus l'shar minei shvuas. To halo gemiri, gzeirah shava. Right, according to the Rabbanan, we just said, you don't learn the gzeirah shava, so there's no chiluk between shvuas ha'edus and other shvuas. V'yafilu hachi bein en sheim o kinui kiditznan b'masnisan. But you need at least a kinui, as was discussed in our Mishnah. Hilkach, mashma, de bein bebitui, bein bepikadon, bein b'shvuas shav, hadin kein, to lo machayev ala b'shem o b'kinui. Right, that's the shita of the Chiddushi Aran right here. Shaharei ain shem hochacha b'shvuas ha'edus to liboy shem okinu yoser mi b'shar shvuas. Kivan to lo gemiri gzeir shava. V'yafilu hachitzan b'masisan. Our Mishnah said, dafka b'shem okinu. Hilkach b'shar shvuas na'mi hadin kein. What's the reason? V'tayma demilsa b'kolhu. The ikar shvua kiksiva b'shem ksiva. We know the ikar shvua is written with shem Hashem. Kidachsiv alosi shavu v'shmi lashaker. Inami lo sisa shem Hashem elokecha lashav. Right, the psukim in the Torah mention a shem Hashem. Ela d'rabanan savri duha din lami l'kinui kidachsiv v'chilalte Hashem elokecha. The Rabbanan they'll hold that we include any kinui. V'chilalte Hashem elokecha. Rashi on that pasuk says bishmo kol shem sheyeshlo. All shemos in the Rabbanan the Torah also talks about it where that comes from. Avo below shemu below kinui ein lanu lo malchus v'lo l'karban. Without a shem or even a kinui, there's no even malchus or karban. Aval mikol makom le'inyan iser la'madnu she'no tzarach lo shem v'lo kinui. In iser d'araisa, even without shame or kinui. But any type of punishment, an onish or a karban, is only with a kinui. And he says kenir ali lefi divrei haRambam, and that's what the Rambam says. The Rambam says that beferish in Hilchos Shvuos in Perek Beis. The Rambam says exactly what the Ran just explained. Perek Beis Halacha Tes. V'yavo v'yishu batam and amalkosum and akarban asur lo leachol osa hapas. Oh, that's here, the early one. Omar Allah o arur o shvua, beis dalad. V'lo hiskir shem v'lo kinui. Hareza asur b'davar shenishvalav. Aval eno loke v'lo mevi karban am avar al shuasu ad shiye bo shem an ha-shem asam yuchadim o kinui min ha-kinuyim. That is the shita of the Rambam, that's the shita of the Ran. Who argues on this? The Ravid right there. The Ravid says, Amar Avram lo nischaver etzli davar zesh lo matzasi shem and hashemos lo kinui hakinuyim b'shvuas bitui v'lo matzinu sham ela be'edus ubepikadon l'fishenemar be'edus ala v'kol v'yafinan ala misoto pikadon techta techta me'edus av shvuas bitui afilu mivta o isar shvua im amar mivta lo ocha lo shvua v'chulu v'hanimi l'karban v'cheinami l'chol ba'al yachel malkus bin and shem. At least for a chi of karban, the Ravid says shvuas bitui does not require any shame. Only Edus and Pikadon. So again, that's another chilek. And then you have on the other side, you have the Rashba, you have the Ra'ah, you have others. No, you never require anything. Never require anything for not even a kinui. That is the Rashba. That's the Rashba that we read yesterday. And that is, again, the opposite of, let's say, the Rambam and the Ram, that you always need kinui, and at least the kinui. The Rashba says, Mikiva Mistavrali Durabana Lesluk Zirashava, the Islahu Dulashon Allah Shvua, Lot Srachina, the Shua Saidus, Lolashivam Yuchav Lol the Kinuyim, the Karakati Lamala, Shain Kain Divirashi, the Khain Kasav Kana Rabbi Yosi the Rimigash. I don't agree with that shita. So the Ran here is arguing with his Rebbe. His grand Rebbe. Ramban Rashba Ritva Ran. Rather, Ran is going, being different than the earlier Chachmei Svaran. Okay, important, lumdus. And again, behind those shitos might not just be sources, but is, you know, categorization, which shuas are similar to what. Vaiter. Amar Rebbe Yavahu. Fifth line. Minayin la'ala shi shvua. How do we know that a shvua, an ala is a shvua? Shenemar vayavei oto ba'ala. Right, this was, as Rashi explains, Nebuchadnezzar was mashbia Tzidkiyahu. Tzidkiyahu, the last king of Yehuda that was eventually exiled. He was, remember, his sons were, he rebelled against Nebuchadnezzar, as we'll see right now. And eventually his sons were killed in front of him, and he was blinded, and he was taken to, on the way to Babel. He rebelled against Nebuchadnezzar, that made him swear to Hashem. But you see, in the first pasuk, it says that he made him take an Allah, and the second pasuk says that he violated the Shvua. So you see, Allah is Shvua, and that is the source. If you remember what Shvua was this? So that was the Gemara we had back in Maseches Nedarim. The Gemara Nedarim Samachay told the story that one time Tzidkio walked in and he saw Nebuchadnezzar doing something very, in his view, inappropriate. Right? What is it? My Marduse, how did he rebel? Ashkechei Tzidkio lo Nebuchadnezzar davik achel arnava chaya. He was eating a live rabbit. He's eating something disgusting. A live rabbit. So Amarle, Ishtavali Dol Magaz Livai Ilave, Votevik Milsa. Nebuchadnezzar made Tzidkiyahu swear. Swear to me that you're not going to tell anybody. Ishtava. So he swore, okay, I won't tell anybody. Lasof, Havikam Mitztair, Tzidkiyahu Bagufe. Tzidkiyahu was being Mitztair. He didn't want to hold it in. He wanted to tell it over. Itchala Shvuas of Amr. He went to be Shoel on the Shvua by the Sanhedrin. The Shaila is, how could this have been done? How could he be Shoel? Right? Is it Lasorach Mitzvah? Oh, no discussion here in the Ran, not for now. But that's what he was revealed the Shvua. Nebuchadnezzar heard this, and eventually that was part of, his punishment. Shema Nebuchadnezzar, the Kamavazimle, Shalach Vaisi Sanhedrin, Mitzikyo. Amalun, Chazisun, Micah Avitzikyo. Lavachi, Ishtava, Bishma, Deshmaya, Deloma Maglina. You swore. Armalei Ishtali Atzivuasa. He says, I was Shoel on my Shvua, Vechulu. And he continues the details. Either way, but this is the story, how he rebelled, but that's the Shvua and the Allah. The Ben Yehoyada and that Gemara wondered, you know, we have so many stories about Nebuchadnezzar and all the terrible things he did. This was so bad in his eyes. Eating a live rabbit, right? There's a medrash that says that every time he defeated a king, right? He disposed of the other king by, well, I'll just read it. with the lashon here in Shvuas here on Daf Samachay. Says the, I'm in Shvuas. Got to get back to Nedarim. Says the Imbishol Shenira Bazach Zarias. Hinei hu haya ochel lehedya b'chol yom mibsar chira melech zar acha shehoridu shechotek mibsar obodo chayim avatlo b'melech v'ochlo. Disgusting, right? He used to cannibalize, that's a word, you know, the other king. So what was so bad about eating a rabbit? V'yesh lomar, to call achzarias she'oseh b'toras dinu mishpat liyatzer aposhim ein zolzolo. The other king, that was an enemy. That was showing I'm great. That was to instill fear in all the nations around. Ki omer kach roi lamelech she'kemoso lahatel eima gedola l'aposhim b'achzarias she'oseh lohem. But this, what'd the rabbit do? Right? Ach, bedavar zesh, ein bo dinu mishpat voz achzarias lebal chai lecho b'sorim bodem chayim veno hanomi zeh vade humode al roa leif shu rak rava achzar v'kasha. Okay? That's the difference between how it could be worse to eat a rabbit in his warped eyes. Right? And that's why he made him swear. Okay. Remind us of the paro shua that he made Yosef swear. Right? That he didn't know the final language. Okay, good. Weiter. We continue. Tana. Arur. If somebody uses the language of Arur, bo nidui, bo klala, bo shvua. The language of Arur can mean a nidui, an excommunication, a klala, a curse, or a shvua. Where do we see each of these? Bo nidui. Where does the word Arur mean nidui? Dechsiv, as the Pasuk says in Shoftim. Arur may rose, where Barak is going to fight, and some of the country cities didn't come and help him fight with him and Dvorah. So he curses them. Arur may rose, Amar Malach Hashem, Oru Arur Yoshveha. V'yamar Ula, V'arba mea shipuri, Shamte Barak lemay rose. Barak, used a shofar, right, to put into excommunication. That's what was used. He put Meroz into Niduiz. That's number one. Bo klala, dechsiv, ve'elu yamdu ala klala, v'ksiv, aroish, asher yasa fesel, v'gomer, Rabbi Yahar Grizim and Arevo. The word klala and aror are linked. Bo shvua, dechsiv, what do you see? Aror is a lashon of shvua, dechsiv, v'yashba Yehoshua, ba'esahi le'mar, aror ha'ish, lefnei Hashem, v'gomer. Remember, Yeshua made a hashba'a that nobody's ever allowed to rebuild the city of Yericho with a different name. A different city with the name of Yericho. We discussed this last, on the last daf of Sanhedrin, right? We had the last Amud Aleph of Sanhedrin. We discussed Chiel, who rebuilt Yericho. He was a good friend of Achav. Remember, he was the one that eventually met his demise, Achav, by the Nevi'e Baal, by Har Carmel, with Eliyahu HaNavi, right? He sent Chiel underneath the Mizbeach to try to light the fire when all the Nevi'im were, Nevi'e Baal were davening, and a snake came and killed him, and that was the end of Chiel. But Chiel was the one that rebuilt Yericho, and his oldest son died when he started building it, and all his other sons, and the final son died when he finished it, and they're sitting at the Shiva house, and Eliyahu HaNavi goes to pay a shiva call to Chiel, who lost all of his kids, and Achav is there. And, they said maybe it's a possibility that maybe Yeshua's curse. Chiel said maybe the curse came true. Eliyahu says, what do you think? Right, and Achav says, what are you talking about? There's a great famine here. Right, I'm sorry, I ruined the story. Right, there's plenty of rain, and I'm doing Avodah Zarah. And Moshe Rabbeinu said, V'chara af Hashem. If there's Avodah Zarah and terrible things, there's not going to be any rain. So even the curse of Moshe Rabbeinu is not coming true. Your curse, the curse of the Talmud, Yeshua Ben-Nun, is going to come true. And that made Eliyahu HaNavi very angry, and that's when he was gozer, there should be a drought, and that's where the drought started, from that Shiva house. That all has to do with the Shvua of not rebuilding Yericho. So you see, Yeshua was Mashbia, and it used the Lashon of Shvua with Arur. Says the Gemara, V'delma tarti avelahu, ashbi'inon v'laytenu. Maybe it's both. Maybe he was Mashbia and Arur. How do you know Shvua means Arur, or Arur means Shvua? Okay, the Gemara says, Ela mehacha. Fine, maybe it's from this pasuk. The Ishi Yisrael Nigash Bayamahu, remember Shaul HaMelech, made a law that nobody's allowed to eat at all until they win that war. Right? And his son Yonasan wasn't there. He was the one that won the war, Bechlal. But Ara Nigash Bayamahu, but Yoel Shaul Esa'am Limar, Ara Ha'ish Asher Yochal V'gomer. Right? Cursed is the one. Viksiv Yonasan Lo Shama Bahashbia Aviv Esa'am. So you see again there, the Lashon of Shvua from the Lashon of Arur. V'doma Achanami Tarati Avaluhu, Ashbi'inu V'laytenu. Maybe there too, Shaul did both. Answer, Miksiv V'arur? Doesn't have a Vav, it's not V'arur. It's Arur and Ashma. Those are interchangeable. So Gemara says, Hashtadas is Lachi. If you say, well, it's the Vav issue, Sasanami, you can use the first source also. Loksiv Arur, V'arur. It also doesn't say that by Yeshua, so either of these sources are okay. Period. Stop there for a moment. So again, if somebody says a lashon of Arur. So says Rashi, call Lashonos Halalu, Hu Mishamesh. If he says Arur, he means all of these Lashonos. And therefore, Rashi explains, V'tzorach lifrosh b'manuim amar chacham arur b'lashon nidui. And he has to, if the chacham said nidui in the lashon of arur, so he has to stay away from him, because that's the nidui, that's the excommunication. V'im amar adam l'chaveru, and if a person says to their friend, l'shem shvua, v'kiblo alav, shvuahi. V'amakalas chaveru b'lashon arur, right, you plug it in, whoever's talking. The Ritva just expands upon this, and the Ritva has a couple of pages regarding this. The Ritva says, this doesn't mean that automatically it's all three. It just means, and this is maybe what Rashi is saying, it could be any one of these three. You ask him what he meant. Yesh pirish, lashon arur mishamish b'kol echad me'elu gimel anyanim. La'oso inyan shemiskaven ha'omro, o makavlo olav. V'im niskaven v'ochiach leschayev bo b'kulam. If you wanted all three, so kulam bo. U'b'kol echad mishlosh anyanim, elu yesh chilek bein kol echad mehem l'chaver l'hakel, o l'hachmir v'l'hakel. Each one has a different... has a different status. But again, it's not automatic. So Kileli quotes means there should be a klala that goes into your bones, right? Klala nidui means excommunication, and shvua means a shvua. And he has a couple of pages relating all of the details. And at the end of these eight columns, he says, Yatzasi b'shmua zu chusl mechitzasi ksas. Lavara dvarim shenis kashu l'gdolim b'na rishonim v'achronim. V'davar zeh niftah b'gdolim v'slayim b'ktanim, v'elakim yichaper ba'adenu v'yareinu derech emes. Yeah, I went a little... Arichos here, but you'll have to forgive me, says the Ritva. But in that context, he also talks about a topic that will come up at length later in this Masechta, but he mentions this here, so let's mention it. Mikan lamdu b'ksas yeshivas ha-ga'onim. From here, some of the yeshivas of the ga'onim, right, he knew, they were ga'onim. He didn't call himself a Rishon yet, but he called the Gaonim the Gaonim, because that was the name, the title given to all of the Rosh Yeshivas in Bavel. Rav Sadia Gaon, Rav Nisim Gaon. They already had those names, Beshaitam. Right? The Rishonim aren't called Rishonim, Beshaitam. And, Achronim. So he says, Mikal Lamda Mixas HaYeshivas, Gaonim. Kemo Shekasav Rabbeinu Sadia Zal. V'cheinu Hayom Berov Galuyosenu. Lahotzi Shvuas Hesis B'Lashon Arur. We use a Lashon of Arur when a Bezdin makes somebody take a Shuas Heses. L'chalek bazeh gamkein bin Shuas Daraisa o Kein Daraisa l'Shuas Heses. Shuas HaTakana Sachrini B'Talmud. V'chein Adin, says the Ritva, we know there's a separate category of Shuas Heses. There's Shuas Daraisa, there's Shuas Darabanan, which are all Nishva V'Notel. Shuas Daraisa are Nishva V'Niftar. Shuas Darabanan are Nishva V'Notel, as Bez Hashem will start learning about in the following parak, Shuas HaDayanim. And then you have Shuas Heses, which is a Shua Drabanan, which is Nishma v'Niftar, which is a separate category. Shua, it was later, it's not in the Mishnayos. Shua Heses is not found in any Mishnah or Brisa. It was a Takana, a later Takana of Rabbi Nachman, based on the fact that a person, even if somebody's Kofar Bakol, well, there has to be some reason that they're coming and being Toveh you, even if they have no proof. So the Gemara says, L'hafiz daito shabalabayis, we have the concept of Shua Heses, which again, we'll talk about Hashem at length. Says the Ritva, the Lashon of Arur is used by Heses to be machalik it from other more bona fide significant Shvuos Durabanan or Deoraisis. That's it. He says, V'hu anuhag, anuhag, yoser, and that is what is the minhag, and he says that based on this language of Arur in our Gemara. Again, there's more in that Ritva, but we will continue. That's the language of Arur. Amar Rabbi Chanina, fourth to last skinny line. Amen. What about the Lashon, the word Amen? What is the word Amen? Also has three things that it can mean. Bo Shvua, Bo Kabbalah's Dvarim, Bo Ha'amanah's Dvarim. Shvua, the word Amen, is a Shvua. What does that mean? Amen is a Shvua. Right? If somebody says Amen after a Shvua, it's Kamotzi Shvua Mipiv. Right? Bo Shvua, Bo Kabbalah's Dvarim. It is an acceptance of Dvarim, of words. We'll get to that. Bo Ha'amanah's Dvarim. It is Ha'amanah. It's saying, I agree. I agree, and I'm ma'amin with what is said, right? That's what we say, amen. That's ha'amanah zvarim. Every amen that we say, right? That's bo. And where do you see each of these? Bo, right? The Eitz Yosef says, the Gemara elsewhere says, amen is also kel melech ne'aman, right? But we're not interested in the no tree cone right now. We're just interested in the halachic status of amen. Bo shvua, where do you see the word amen is shvua dechziv? Because it says by the sota va'amar ha'isha amen amen. Bo kabbalah zvarim dechziv. Or asher lo yakim es divrei haTorah azos asos osam, right? By har gizim and har eval va'amar kalam amen. right? Or the for what's going to be, right? It said at the end of the Torah. Bo ha'amanes dvarim tichsiv, as it says in Yirmiyo, which Baruch Hashem we're having Shirim on now. Feel free to listen to the Navi Shirim. Vayome Yirmiyo ha'navi amen, kein yaseh Hashem, yokem Hashem esvarecha. Right? Yirmiyo answers the Navi, right? Hashem halavai. He should fulfill your words. That is, again, all three, the word amen is shvua, kabbalah's dvarim, and ha'amanah's dvarim. Rashi says here, what's the amen of kabbalah's dvarim? Rashi says something here that bothers the achronim. Kabbalah's dvarim, homer l'chavero, amanah shetekayim li t'nai kach v'kach. Amanah's that you fulfill this t'nai. What does it sound like? Let's say where I'm selling you something. I'll sell you this amanah's that you fulfill the t'nai. The amar amen, and you said amen, kibel dvarav, the chayiv l'kayim tna'o. Right? That amen is a chayiv, an acceptance to be fulfilled at t'nai. That's Rashi. Ask Rabbi Kiva Eger right here in the Gideon HaShas, why is that a chayiv to fulfill the t'nai? It's a transactional t'nai. So Mamela, if you fulfill it, the transaction works. If you don't fulfill it, the transaction doesn't work. Why is an amen a chayiv to fulfill the t'nai? Ask Rabbi Kiva Eger right here. Lo yadati haleka chayiv l'asos ha'tnai. Ela de'im lo yikayim ha'tnai, but ela maisa. The mecher umatana mechila vechadome ubazel amaytzarech laamein shei kabbalah umatzarech lekabbalaso ho anosin lo nasan rak amanas v'lo yikayim atzrei b'meila but lenasina vitzarech ian. What does the amein help? You don't need the amein, and if you did the amein, why does it make it even stronger? That's the kasha. Rabbi Kiva Eger does not answer the question. If you look in the Rishash here quotes Rabbi Kiva Eger and answers the same kasha, and the Rishash says maybe it's not a t'nai on a transaction like that, right? So it must be some type of different type of case. What's the case? Let's say it's a t'nai on a status, like we have above Metzia, masna shomer sachar lios k'shomer chinam. You're masna one shomer to be the status of another shomer. So there, it doesn't work automatically. That's not a t'nai. If you do it, yes. If you don't do it, no. It's a t'nai on something, a different type of case. That's a t'nai on an acceptance of being somebody. So there, there will make a difference. So that's where he says, that's where you would need the t'nai. The amen. V'tzorach lomar t'kabanasa, gon shiista balabayis, im shomer sachar, lios k'shoel. De'eno mischayev, ad shekanu miyado. V'yesh lomar, l'kuliyant, l'kuliyama, boy kinyin, v'ubniyasu amen, su lo tzorach l'kinyin, v'tzorach yin baseh. So he says maybe there's a different type of case that the t'nai would be needed in order to be an acceptance. Good. Ha'amanas dvarim, Amen of Hamanas Dvarim is also, the Amen we know in general is tremendously significant. The Shulchan Aruch Paskins, that when does a child start getting Olam Haba? When he starts saying Amen. It's pretty amazing. That's the cutoff point. Right? Rav Simcha Zissel of Kelm once said, it would have been worthwhile for Hashem to have brought the entire universe into existence for 6,000 years just in order that once, one Jew would say Baruch Hu Baruch Shemo. The reward for saying Baruch Hu Baruch Shemo is greater than all the pleasures ever experienced in the 6,000 years of creation. And the reward for uttering Amen just once is 1,000 times greater than the reward for saying Baruch Hu Baruch Shemo. And the reward for saying Amen Yesh Be Rabba is 1,000 times greater than the reward for saying Amen. That's pretty amazing. So if the world, it would have been Kedai for the world to have been created for one person to say Amen. Again, there's a whole book now in Hebrew and English about the Just One Word, the Amen book, all the amazing stories about the power of Amen. But again, so we have to realize, right? We have to train ourselves, train our families, and that every Amen, okay, I miss it, somebody makes a bracha. Making a bracha quietly, making a bracha out loud to give other people the schus of saying Amen. Well, we mentioned in the past a number of times the story of Rav Chaim Volozhin, that he always had a minug, always to make, whenever he made a bracha, he never made a bracha unless somebody was there to say amen. Because that was Hamanas Dvarav. Right? He wanted that. And one time it was late at night, it was midnight in the base measures, there was nobody there, he was very thirsty, he didn't know what to do. Finally, one of his Talmidim walk in, and he says, oh, thank God. He makes a shahakol, he says, amen, great. The next morning he sees the Talmud, and he says, thank you for coming in last night, I was so thirsty. The Talmud says, I know what you're talking about, I went to sleep, I didn't come in. So he says, what do you mean? You were there in the base measures at midnight. So he says, I didn't. And Chaim Volozhin realized that HaKadosh Baruch Hu was sent to Malach in the guise of his Talmud in order to allow him to take a drink so he would be able to say Amen. Somebody who's on the level of making sure every bracha that they say gets an Amen, you know, is zochet to have Malachim. You know, maybe part of it was because if somebody's there to say Amen, we always make the bracha better and louder. We always have more kavana. So maybe that's another reason for the Kabbalah. Okay, weiter. Says the Gemara, third line. Amar Ebelazar, lav shvua, hein shvua. Lav, a negative lashon, can be a shvua. Right, we'll have to see what this means. Meaning, I will not do something. Hey, shvua, I will do something. Both of those are shvua. Bishlama lav shvua dechsev. How do you know lav v'lo yeod hamayim lamabul? Hashem says, no more mabul. Vixiv ki mei noach zosli asher nishbati. And Yishayahu Anavi calls it, right, the haftorah for parashas Noach, mei noach asher nishbati. So lav is a shvua. Ela hein shvua min ola. And how do you know the hein? Svaru. Mi de lav shvua. Hein nami shvua. It's a svaru. The lav is a shvua. Hein is also a shvua. Amar rava vahud amar lav lav trey zivni. Vahud amar hein hein trey zivni. It's only if you said it twice. That's the lashon of a shvua. Dechsiv, as it says by the mabo, velo yikareis kol basar on mimei amabol, velo yeod amabol, amayim lamabol. So you see, HaKadosh Baruch Hu Kaviyachol said it twice. And therefore, that's the lashon. Umitalav trei zimni, hey nami trei zimni. So you need to say it twice. Tosfos says that just saying something twice with a lav is not exactly a shvua. Top Tosfos, v'lav de shvua mamishi eloyeshli hizoher v'ksasi ein onish bedavar. It's not mamish a shvua. If I say I'm not going to do something twice, but I use a lashon of shvua, doesn't mean literally. That's Tosfos. You don't doesn't get that impression from the Gemara, the Ramban here, and others say no. This is a mamish. Right, this is a mamish shvua. And by the way, the Rishonim, the Ramban, and the Rashba both bring this Gemara as the Raya that you don't need Shem Hashem even in Shvuas Bitui. Right, it doesn't say anything here about Shem Hashem. It just says Lav Lav and Hein Hein. So they use this line of the Gemara as a Raya to that. Good. We continue. Next part of the Mishnah was once we were on the topic of Shem Hashem for Shvuas Edus. So the Gemara extended it a little bit. Hamakalel Bekulan. Chayiv Dibur B'Meir V'Cham and Potrin. Somebody the Isser of Makalel. So if we curse with any, so then Machlokes Tanoim. Remeir says any of the Kinuyim work. V'Cham say no. Tanu Rabbanan Ish Ki Kalel Elokav V'Nasach Eto. If somebody violates Megadef V'Nasach Eto, right, one of the Sheva Mitzvos Bnei Noach. So V'Nasach Eto, he will carry his sin. Matam Olomar V'Lokfar Nemar V'Nokev Shem Hashem Mos Yumas. So why do you have a second pasuk? Yachalo yechayv ela al shem hamiyuchad bilvad. You might think you only chayv with shem Hashem. That's the second pasuk. So you might think only beferish minayin larabos as hakinuyim. Tamalamar ish ishki kalel elokav. That's the first pasuk. Vegomer mikol makom div Rabbi Meir. The Meir says to two psukim. The second pasuk includes even kinuyim. Vachachamim omrim, the chacham say who say patur, al shem miyuchad b'misa, v'al kinuyin bazhara. On the shem hamiyuchad, that's Misa, Vala Kinuyin, Basara, right? And therefore, you are not Chayiv Misa in a case where you just use a Kinuy. What is Shem HaMiyuchad? So we alluded to this yesterday. Rashi here says, Ben Arba Osios de Yud Hei. Right? So is Rashi only saying Yud Kei Vav Kei? That's a discussion in the Rishonim. What about Aleph Dalad? Right? That's how we read Yud Kei Vav Kei. So you already know that there's some affinity between them. Yudke Vavke Bizman Azeh, outside the base of Mikdash, right, we pronounce as Aleph Dalad Nun Yud. That's how we pronounce it. So what about if you wrote Aleph Dalad Nun Yud? Is that, right, does that have that status? But here, here you're saying it. So if you're saying it, so then it's included. Vamakala Vivimo Vachulu, and cursing a parent. Man Chachamim. So who are the Chachamim that says you have to use Shem Hashem for cursing a parent? Man Chachamim, Rabbi Nachem, Rabbi Yosi, Rabbi Yosi, Detanya. Rabbi Nachem, Rabbi Yosi, Omer, Rabbi Nachbo, Shem, you must. Matam Alomar, Shem, Limena Makala Vivimo, Shino Chayavachi, Kalalem, B'Shem. Only if one is Makala B'Shem do we say that is included, right? We know there are special, there are Isurim by any fellow Jew, and there are special Isurim by a parent for Haka'a and Klala. And just like in the positive, right? Just like in the positive, right? The Kibud, obviously, Mora Avi'imo and Kibud Avi'imo is the big discussions in the Mefarshim. What about a grandparent? Are they included in all these Isurim? Right? So Machlokas Rishonim about Kavod of Saba. There's a Rashi in Parshas Vayigash. Yaakov Avinu on his way down to Mitzrayim, he stops off in Beersheva to give karbanos lelokei Aviv Yitzchak. So ask Rashi, B'shem the Medrash, what about Avraham? So he says, Chayev Adam b'kavod Aviv Yoser mikavod Zakeno. Mashma that there is kavod Zakeno, but not as much. And that Rashi is quoted in the Raman Yeredeya. In Hilchos Kibud Av Va'Em, that there's a concept of Kavod Saba, right? It's just not as serious, not as intense. But there is, meaning part of the mitzvah d'oraisa of Kibud Av Va'Em. It's not just a good thing. Obviously, it's a good thing, and we should do it, right? And we should give kavod to every zakei mipeseva takum. But is there something separate by a grandfather? So Rashi sounds like, and the Ramah quotes it. Ramah quotes it in Shulchan Aruch and Yeredeya. Yes, there's a chiyuv of kavod sabo that's included as an outgrowth of kibud av aim. And it says in the parentheses there in the Ramah and the Yeredeya, delo kimaharik. The Maharik has a tshuva where he talks about if there's no son, there's no adifus for a grandson to say Kaddish. You know, anybody can say Kaddish. Because after all, there's no chiv and kavod. But Ebanim Harim Kabanim is only for Yerusha and Yibum, Peruvu, for certain legal mitzvos. But not for kibud. That's the Maharik. And ask the Taz there, and ask others, but it's, I guess he doesn't hold of this Rashi. He doesn't think this Rashi is halachic. He thinks it's more agadic. That's what he would say, the Maharik would say. I could argue with the Medrash. Right, but that's what he would have to say. He has a Rashi, we discuss this in Maseches Makos. There's a sugya there about if a father kills a son, what about the Goal Adam? Are the other sons Goal Adam? Are the grandsons? The Gemara has a chilek between Beno and Zakeno. Sounds like there is no mitzvah. But either way, that's an important discussion. There is an interesting Torah Tamima. Torah Tamima writes, while the Gemara says in Kiddushin Daf Lamed that there's a special halacha of a grandfather teaching Torah to a grandson. Right? Hamalam made ben bino Torah ki lukivlo me'er Sinai. Gemara says in Kiddushin Laman Amad Aleph. Says the Torah Tamima, if there's a special chiyuv of the grandfather to teach the grandson Torah, then it must be that there's a chiyuv for the grandson to give kavod to the grandfather. Because those two must be connected, right? If it works in one direction, it must work in the other direction too. But that's a question. So we might ask, what about the Makalel? Being Makalel a grandfather, is that any worse than being Makalel any other fellow Jew? Or is that also connected to the Makalel of Avimo? Right? There's no Beferish connection and source for that, but, you know, something to look in the Rishonim and the Poskim for in terms of, there's a discussion by Kavod, what about by the others as well? Okay. Vamakala atzmo v'chaveiro v'chulu. Amar Rabbi Yanai v'divrei Yaakov. Right, this last one, right, of makala atzmo v'chaveiro, where the Mishnah said you violate a losase, right, there's no chi of misa there. Violate a losase, right, but makadif Hashem is a chi of misa. Makadif parents is a chi of misa. But makadif others is a losase. Amar Rabbi Yanai v'divrei Yaakov. And that, everybody agrees to that. Atzmo d'chziv, raki shamar lecha ushmar nashacha me'od. And be very careful for yourself, and cursing yourself is not being careful. So it's a violation. Right here it says, Raki Shamer Lacha, and that's why it's a lashon of a losase. Therefore you see, and there's no mention that you have to use Shem Hashem there, so therefore any of them would be enough. The Ritva here wonders, you're going to get Malkus for this? It's an Asara? Why isn't this a Lav Shebeklalos? Hishomer l'chosh v'nafshcha ma'od includes a lot of things, right? The simple interpretation is don't forget, right? Harsinai and that there's other things included. Right? Where's the Ritva? The Ritva says, why would you get malchus for this? And that's what Pashas the Gemara means by saying it's an azhara. Hey chuloket arshinan v'kama mili mihaikra shelo yamod b'makam sakana v'shelo yochav l'shiyishte davar haroim. Right, and Ishvaitim Old and Afshal Sechem, similar type of pasuk. Right, so Halil Avshav Klalos. Answer the Ritva, it's all one theme. If it's all one theme, even if it's different applications of that theme, that's not a Avshav Klalos. To Halav Avshav Klalos, even the Kol HaAzaris Me'inyan Echad Heim L'Shmoris Atzmo. What's Avshav Klalos? Lo Sochlo Al Adam. Don't eat blood. Don't eat before you put somebody to death, Bezdin. Don't do a Sudas Havra for a Haruge Bezdin. Don't eat before you daven. All those are very different. That's a Lav Shebeklalos. But if you have six different Yisurim, but they're all one Shem Echad, one theme, so that's not a Lav Shebeklalos. Where did we have this? We had it back in Sanhedrin. Sama Gimel, Tosfos and the Ramban there. Discuss, what about the Yisur Malacha and Yantif? Lo Sasakom Malacha and Yantif. Why isn't that a Lav Shebeklalos? Can violate it in many different ways. So one of the approaches, Machlokas Tosfos and Ramban, it's all one theme. It's one theme of violating malacha. You could do it by plowing and by writing and by cutting, but it's all one theme. That's not a lav shebeklalos. Lav shebeklalos is a lav hakolel, a lav that includes many different things. But a lav klali, a lav that, you know, has one theme and you could violate it in many different ways, that's not called a lav shebeklalos. Again, big sugya. But the Ritva right here is part of that discussion. Says the Gemara, Yachla Hashem Elokim, v'chein Yachla Elokim, zu yalak suva b'torah. Right, if the Lashon that's used is, Hashem should curse you, right, like quoting Psukim in the Tochacha. Yosef Rav Kana kamed Rav Yehuda v'yosef v'kamar, amas nisim kiditznan. Rav Kana was sitting in front of Rav Yehuda and saying over the Mishnah. Omar le, he says to him, Kane! What does that mean? Don't say those psukim, those words to me. What did the psukim say? Hashem should curse you. And the Tana was, the Amora was saying in front of him, they should curse you. He says, don't say that, Kane, like put it to somebody else. Right, Kane, Rashi says, but Omar Yitzehu, say it like him. Change the words of the psukim. Instead of saying, Hashem should curse you, Hashem should curse him. Similarly, Yasiv Ahumi Rabbanu Kamei Rav Kahana, Yasiv Kamar, Gam, Kel Yitatzchala, Netzach, Hashem should break you down forever, Yachtecha, V'yisachecha, Me'oel, V'sheireshcha, Me'eretz Chayim Sela. So he said that pasuk to you, Amalei Kanei. He says, wait, say it to somebody else, meaning say it to him, meaning in a third person. Tati Lamali, what do you have to have both stories for? Ma'odatei Mahani Mili Mastisa, and you might think that only by, you could change Mishnayos. You could change words in Mishnayos. Avol Bikroi, Emalo Mechaninon. But if you're quoting a Pasuk, then maybe you have to quote the Pasuk verbatim, exactly, even if it's, sounds cursing. Kamash Malah, no. Even Psukim, you could do that. Says the Ritva, obviously not if you're quoting it as a Pasuk. If you're quoting it as you're teaching a Pasuk, right, then you gotta quote the Pasuk. Or obviously, Bisman, Kriyas HaTorah. Or Kriyas HaNeviim. Then obviously, you're not allowed to change the words. Right, come the dafka kra da isolate the drasha ba'alma avo kishakaran aso b'kriyaso ein machanin afilo tinokos the koshkim b'shum kriya shilachovas kriya betzibur. Period. I saw in the Sharam Mitzvah Balacha here, he quotes some contemporary or close to contemporary umizem makar. If you look in the Igra de Pirka, that's the Bnei Yisachar. Umizem makar lo mashenohagu shelo yamdu b'shas kriyas hatochacha lenochach hashulchan. Nobody stands in front of the bima by the tochacha. I never saw that minug, but he quotes it here. Right? That sometimes the bima is in the middle of the shul. What, everybody in front of the bima is going to move? So it's not the minug olam. Maybe because the bima is in a separate rishus. But he says, this is a makar, this gemara. Because he says, what are you talking to me for? Kane! Say it to somebody else. But Reisi shakakas of Igor, the Pirka Shikmi Bazaar, Kiban Shudina to Gamarak Mavur Khan. Vechain Shakasa Bashu is Minchas Alazar, the Munkacher, the Mitam Zen, Nachon Shiala Dafka about Kore Atmo, Loacher. There are other Minhagim. You don't call the person up, the Gabbai gets it, the this, that. There are other Minhagim. But the Arizal was very, again, Ayin Shar Kavana, Sha'ala Harizal, Tochacha, Ba'atzmo, Vikara, Ba'atzmo, Bakal Ram. The Arizal read the Tochacha, and he got the Ali, and he called it Bakal Ram. Again, we mentioned the tshuva of Rav Moshe in the past. No longer, there is a minhag toh, as he says, of not calling anybody up for the aliyah. Just reading it without a bracha on it. Moshe says, it's against everything. How can you do that? Okay, ayin hara, so don't say the name out loud of the person getting the ola. But not to say a bracha, just to read a part of Torah without a bracha, chas v'shalom. Chas v'shalom, minhag toh, says Rav Moshe. And therefore, that should not be done. But other minhagim of reading it a little lower and reading it, not calling somebody up. And the gabbai, that's minhagim of, various places. Okay. Al yaklav yivarchaka. V'yetav lecha, remeir machai, v'chol and potrin. So if you use the lashon of Hashem shouldn't curse you, meaning if you take a shvuah, or he should give you a bracha if you take a shvuah, so remeir machai, v'chol and potrin. Remeir says that's good enough. Meaning, remeir says that is a, that is a yashvua. V'ha'les le'er Remeir mechal lava tashamei ahein. What Remeir says, Remeir doesn't hold of that principle of mechal lava tashamei ahein. Right? Our Mishnah sounds like he does. If you say you won't be cursed if you swear, so mashpi you would be cursed. And if Remeir says chayiv, so he says mechal lav from the lav you could get the positive. So Eifach says the Mishnah says the Gemara. Okay, switch it. In our Mishnah, it should be that Rabbi Meir is the one that says Pater. He has a Rabbi Yitzchak, Tanak Edesan. The problem is, when Rabbi Yitzchak came, he had the Mishnah like we have it. Amar Rav Yosef, Hashta Danan Tzan Hachi. V'chi has a Rabbi Yitzchak Tzan Hachi. Shavina Davka Tzan. If we have two Mesorahs that this is the Mishnah, this has to be the Mishnah. El Akasha, so he can't be Mefechit. So how do you do it? So the Gemara says, Ki Lesley B'Mamona. When does a Rabbi Meir not have this principle by Dini Mamonis? Avo bi isura isla, but by isurim he has the principle. He holds mechal v'tashmehem by isurin, and our case is by isurin. Right? It's taking yeshuas ha'edus. Right? The marsha says lagabi the edim it's isur, even though it's about mamon of the other person. Hare sota, one second. The isurahu. What about sota? That's an isur. V'yamar b'tan chabarchani choy, and the Torah beferish says both. Hinaki, ksav the time of dichliv hinaki. If you take the shvua, you're going to get punished. If you don't, you're going to be exonerated. So Dafka says both. Halav hachi mechalav atashmehein lo amrinan. And that's a case of Isser, and you see, you wouldn't say it by Isser. What do you mean? I thought you just said that he would say it by Isser. Ella Eifach, so switch it. Afili v'Isser or Leslie. Okay, he rejects it even by Isser. Says the Gemara, Maskev Le Ravina, Ubisura Leslai, is that true? Elameata. What about what we learned in the Brisa? Shuya Yaina Pure Rosh Dibemisa. Actually, it's a Mishnah there in Sanhedrin. Shtuya, if you go into the Duav, the Avod, to the base of Migdash, you have to drinking wine. Upri Rosh, you're not getting a haircut. Dibemisa. Hachanami de Leslie, Remeir doesn't hold to that, because that's all learned out from Michla Lava Tashamea Hain, right? It's learned out from, Rashi quotes that, Hashem tells Aaron, Yain Vashaykh Altesh, don't drink wine and you won't die. Lash, if you do drink wine, you will die. So Vatanan, Elisha Bemisa, Shtuya, Yain Upri Rosh. So he has the hold of it by Isurim. So the Gemara says, Ela Olam, we'll go with our Girsa. Tosis here discusses, Rashi discusses, Ela Olam Tefach, really do switch it. Ki les lebe mamona, bi isura islay. Really, he holds of it by isur and not by mamon. So why by sota does the Torah have to explicate? Vishani sota, di isura dispe mamona hu. Sota's different because it's an isur that has a monetary nafgamina, the ksuba, and therefore it can still be called mamon. Again, a huge topic which we don't have time to go into now. In general, mishpatei atznoim, when do you need a tznai kafel, when do you not need a tznai kafel? Are you machalek, gitin v'kidushin versus mamonis? Do you say nothing needs, everything needs? Yeah, we've touched on before, but it's not for now. Tosfos also here discusses that there are many mikrim of Isser that we don't hold of it. Tosfos says maybe it can be mechalik. You see right in the middle of Tosfos, just one line. V'amar abyantif, dafka be'isser chomer hu de'isle de'remeir mechala v'atashumei ahein. By an Isser chomer, right, but by other Isserim, not. Either way, important discussion. Hadron al-Shvuas ha'edus, Rabosai, we move on to the next Shvuah. Shvuas ha'pikadon. Shvuas ha'pikadon is the next Shvuah in Parshas Vayikra. And again, that is where you have something of mine. Either I gave it to you to watch, or you found it, or you stole it, or anything. Whatever it is, and you swear that you don't have it. And then you are modeh, that you lied. So the Torah tells us that you're chai of three things. Keren, Chomesh, and Asham. You're chayiv the principal, and then a chomesh, an extra chomesh, and an asham, that's asham gezelos. Right? That is in the Torah after Shavuos Ha'edus, that's why this is the order. The Rambam flips it. The Rambam first discusses Shavuos Ha'bikadon, and then Shavuos Ha'edus. The Radva says, because it's more common. Shavuos Ha'bikadon, he felt is more common, that's why he discussed it first, but, either way. So here we go. Shavuos Ha'bikadon. No hagas ba nashim u banashim, berchokim u bakrovim, b'ksherim u b'zulim. So that's all pashit. It's just the contrast to Shavuos Ha'edus. Right? It applies to anybody. Bifnei Bezdin, v'shalo bifnei Bezdin. Right? If I swear even outside of Bezdin, I am still going to be chayev. The Rishash wonders why Chomesh is not mentioned in the Mishnah. Sarachian, that's a din daraisa. So, Tzorachian, why it's not mentioned here. Mipi Atzmo, that if he takes a Shvuah himself, or Rashi adds, he says, Amen to a Hashba, which is Ki'ilu, he made the Shvuah, that applies even outside of Bezdin. Umipi Acherim, Enochayvet, Shechrenu Bebezdin. But if it's Mipi Acherim, somebody else says, Mashbiyami, so then, and I don't say Amen, then that Shvuah only works in Bezdin. Divrei Rebbe Meir. Vachacham Omrim, Be Mipi Atzmo, Mipi Acherim, Kivan Shekarfer Bo Chayev. No, even if it's Mipi Acherim, even once I'm Kofar Chayev, even outside of Bezdin, Rashi tells us, look back, remember what we discussed back on Daf Lamed Aleph. The machlokas here is about don mino mina, don mino voki basra. We had that a week ago. That's the nekudas machlokas between Rabbi Meir and the Chachamim. The chayev al zadon ashvua, and your chayev, for shvuas v'kadon, your chayev on b'mezid, shvua. Right, amazing, you took the shvuah. V'al ha'shigagasa im zadon ha'pikadon. Or, even if it's a shogeg, you didn't know your chayev a karbon with the Zadon Shvua. Those are cases where you're chayev in this case. If it's all shogeg, you're not chayev. Because as Rashi says, that's called ones. We had before. Adam bishvua. You have to know. And that would be called ones if you don't remember. Right? But this is one of the few cases where you're chayev, a karban, even b'mezen. On an aver that you did b'mezen. Uma chayev al zdona. And what are you chayev? Asham b'kesef shkalim. An expensive karban. An asham that's worth kesef shkalim. So that is the dindar raisa. Shua sa pikadon keitzah. So what's the case? Omer lo tein li pikdoni sheish li biyatcha. Give me my pikadon. Shua she'ein lecha biyadi. I swear I don't have anything of yours. O she'omer lo ein lecha biyadi. Or he says, I don't have anything. Mashbiya chaniv. Omer amen. Hare zechayiv. That's shua sa pikadon. Hishbi alav chamesh pamim. If he says it 5 times, I swear, make you swear to me, swear to me. Bein lefnei b'fnei bezim meish. Lo b'fnei bezim v'kafar. Chayiv akolachas v'achas. You're chayiv on each one, because each, it's not like other cases where we had, oh, once you swear you're not going to eat it, the second thing is ineffective. Here, each time you swear, you are denying it again. Amar Rabbi Shimon, matam b'reisha yachol lachzor lahodos. Right, you could be chozer and modeh. Hayachamisha tovim moso, if 5 people come to me and say, you have something of mine. Amru lo, tein lona b'kadon sheish lona b'yatcha. Shvua she'en lechem b'yadi, he says 1 denial. Eino chayiv al achas. only chayav one carbon. Shvua shein lecha biyadi, v'lo lecha, chayav kol achas v'achas. If he denies each one, then there's a separate carbon. Rabbi Elazar Omer, Achi Omer, Shvua v'achrona. You have to say the word Shvua after saying to you and to you and to you. Rabbi Shimon Omer, Achi Omer, Shvua lecha lecha v'echad. You have to have the word Shvua related to each and every person. The Gemara will talk about the reasons for this. Period. Give me the deposit or the stolen item or the lost item that you have. One denial in the chayav alachas. But if he says pikadon sumas yad v'gazav aveda chayav alachas v'achas, then it's a shvua for each and every one. Tain lichit and musar nukus ben sheishli biyadcha. Give me the wheat and the barley and the spelt that you have. Shua shein l'chabiyadi, I deny one denial in chayav alachas. Shua shein l'chabiyadi, chitim, viksor, and vikusmin, chayav alachas v'achas. Right, shua that you don't have anything, any of these, each one listed, chayav for each one. Remeir omer, if you omer, chidus or vikusma, kusemes, chayav alachas v'achas. Even if you use the singular, you're chayav on each one, then we'll discuss what that machlokas is about. Anasto, pititas, biti, person says, you were ma'anis or mafata my daughter, meaning you owe me the knas. V'hu omer lo anasi v'lo pititi. I didn't. Mashbiach ani v'amer amein chayev. Says shvus v'kadon even applies. Reb Shimon poter sheinu mishalem knas al pi atzmo. Reb Shimon says poter because that's a kfir on a knas and he could have been mode. Amru lo avav sheinu mishalem knas al pi atzmo mishalem boshes v'kam al pi atzmo. There are other payments for the onis of the mafata. Again, the Gemara will discuss what is the nekudas amachlokas. Ganafte shori v'hu omer lo ganafte. You stole my shor. I didn't steal your shor. Mashbiach ani swear v'amer amein chayev. That's an ox. Ganafti, avalot tovachti v'lo macharti. What if he says, I stole it, but I wasn't tovech u'mocher? Right, I'm not chayav dal v'hei. Mashbiach ani v'amar. Amin pater. Again, the Gemara will discuss all of these. Hey, mishorcha, shori, your ox killed my ox. V'hu amer lo hemis. He didn't. Mashbiach ani v'amar. Amin chayav. Hey, mishorcha, avdi, your ox killed my eved. So you owe me shloshim shel eved, the knas. V'hu amer lo hemis. Mashbiach ani v'amar. Amin pater. Those are knasos. Amar lo chavalta bi, you wounded me. V'yasisa bi chabura, v'hu amer lo chavalti v'lo asitsi bo chabura. I didn't do anything to you. Mashbiach ani v'amar. Amin. And again, in all these cases, it comes out that he lied. Chayav. Amalo avdo hipaltet shinai visimita es enai. You knocked out my tooth or eye, and therefore you are chayav to set me free. V'hu amer lo hipalti v'lo simiti, and he denies it. Mashbiach ani v'amer amen pater. Ze aklal kol mishalem api atzmo chayav v'shinu mishalem api atzmo pater. You're chayav for denying mamon. You're pater for denying a knas. So again, all of these will be discussed in the Gemara. Exactly are all of these knasos, and what's the machlokas in the cases that have a machlokas. Okay, Baruch Hashem, we're in the fifth parak, and we will have to continue. Again, today's shiur was sponsored L'Refuah Shalema. This week's shiur is sponsored L'Refuah Shalema Eliezer Baruch Ben Bina, and it's also sponsored with gratitude to Hashem for all that he does, and to the OU, and to me for teaching Torah, Mr. Josh Speicher. And I'm sorry if I didn't pronounce that perfectly. And also, Le'ilu Nishmas Chana Bes Eliyahu, by your son Charles Mizels. We thank all the families for the sponsorships. Okay, we'll stop here.